Hello, this is Karen.
Hey, yes, ma'am. This is Jasmine. I'm calling from Emergency Roadside Assistance. I'm calling to follow up on your claim so I can get this vehicle towed this morning. Can you please tell me the damages that all occurred on the vehicle?
I'm confused. Is this the tow for Judy Cohen?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Is that who I'm supposed to be calling? Or?
No. She's an elderly woman, so I'm helping her with this today. Yeah. So basically, it's her right rear tire is bent in. So that's why we have to have it towed to the car repair shop.
Okay. And do you know if the vehicle is a four-wheel, all-wheel, or a regular two-wheel drive?
It's just a regular two-wheel drive. It's a little Ford. Type? It's just a small little, like, station wagon kind of thing. You know, it's a five-door.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
A hatchback.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a Bolt. Let me see if I can look it up in my files.
No, that's fine. I have it down.
Okay.
Do you know if the vehicle can go into neutral?
Yes, it can. She drove it to the parking lot, even though, you know, that probably wasn't safe. So they'll be able to back it out and be able to line it up to get it on the back of a flatbed.
Perfect.
It's just not safe to drive, I think, on the road for a mile, you know, she was only like a mile from home when she had the accident. And I don't think she was aware of what the tire, but my concern was, you know, somebody driving it over there, it could be dangerous. I don't know if the brakes are working properly, that kind of thing, you know.
Yes, ma'am. And the police has been dispatched, correct?
Well, that accident happened 8 weeks ago. So this is just, yeah. No, this is just, she had a car wreck, and this is just, we're trying to get the car towed to the repair shop, because, you know, repair shops won't allow you to leave the car there until they're ready to repair. So we had an 8-week, you know, appointment that we had to wait for, and her appointment is on Monday, so we wanted to get the car there today.
Yes, ma'am. And we will for sure get that there today. So when she got into the accident, she didn't call the police at all. She just called the person.
No, she said the other driver said they were going to call.
Mm-hmm.
So have you been in touch with her adjuster? Because this was all
fun.
Okay, I'm just a little confused. So I'm wondering who called you, because I know we set it up. I think the insurance adjuster said she would set up for the tow to get it to the shop. So maybe that's where the disconnect is. So there, the accident was like, 8 or 10 weeks ago. And the claim has been filed. I think they already issued the repair cash to the repair shop. We're just trying to get the car to the repair shop now.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Will somebody be with the disabled vehicle when the driver?
Yeah, she's in a senior high rise, and depending on like when, I'm only going to be there till about noon, but so if the guy comes or the girl, whoever's driving the tow truck, if they could call either this cell phone number or her cell phone number, she's going to have to meet them, you know, down and show them where the car's parked and give them the key so they can get the car over to the shop.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. All right. And just to be clear, we do have her located at 1800 Claremont.
Yes. Yeah. So what it is that it's an apartment building. So I don't know if you can send instructions to the tow truck. He has to go, just tell him to follow the driveway. It's Claremont Lake is what you need to make sure it says Claremont Lake, because otherwise they won't find the right road. It's across from the VA hospital. I don't know if you're local, if you know that, but tell him to follow the road all the way to the back. There's a large parking lot with an entrance that has a green awning, because there's a nursing home and then there's a high-rise senior building, and she's in the high-rise senior building.
Okay, I'll definitely make sure that'll be notated. All right, and we are taking it to Spivey Auto Body?
Yes, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, so yes, ma'am, I do have you mapped and located. Once a service provider has been secured for her, she will receive a text soon with the driver's information along with that ETA. And
okay.
Also, please let her know that the driver will call once he's almost on the way. So he'll give like
okay.
a 5-minute heads up.
Okay. Do you know, is he going to call this number or her number?
He will be calling her number, but I can let him know to call your number also.
Yeah, that would be great, just because even if I'm not there, I'm close by. So if worse, because I just don't want to miss this window because we got to get her car over to that shop.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, okay. Yeah, and then he'll need the key, and I'll alert Spivey and let him know that we're bringing it over today because this was the only time we didn't have, there's no way we could have done it on, you know, Monday or Tuesday. So, okay, well, good. So, so we won't hear from him until we get like a 30-minute window. So we don't have any idea like when.
The ETA. Once the service provider has been secured, you then will receive the ETA through text. And then the
okay.
driver will give you a 30-minute heads-up call once he's almost on
okay.
the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys are secured through the insurance company, right? You're not AAA.
Yes, ma'am. Mercury. Yes, ma'am. We're insured with
okay,
Mercury.
Great. Okay. Well, perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And thank you. You have a good day today.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.